Welcome to VibesWorkshop.com. This is, we'll make this our last lesson with our tune of the month, which is Bluesette. And, you know, I think I might have said it before, but it's important not only to know when to start practicing something, it's important to know how to practice it, and I also think it's important to know how to pack it up and put it away. And these days, you know, with all the recording stuff and Zooms and computers, it's really easy to pack something up and put it away, and that is to just get a decent version of it. You don't practice each tune to become great. You practice each tune to become better, and you learn more about the process and the tunes, and you get better and better at it. So that overall, as you're learning tunes, you're getting better and better. So you don't try to play Bluesette perfectly, but you do try to play it as well as you can and figure out how to come up with something, you know, just some final version of it. And I'll try to remember to link to my version of Bluesette that I have up on the site. And the thing about it is with that version, you can see I modulate. I think I start out in G and I go into the key of B flat. So you can see that I was thinking about things and I had some things worked out. So you could take your knowledge of what you know about this, and maybe you've got a sort of version you've worked up for the playing the head of the tune. And I still say don't create like a definite version, create like an approximate version so that you've got room to play around with it, and that you learn how to play tunes solo and not how to play a tune solo. You know, if I were trying to work something out, it's one thing, but if I come up with a general way of playing the head to Bluesette, like maybe I just go, okay, I just kind of played the chords and played the melody. I'd worked the melody out, and we've done this before when we were learning the tune, and I just do the chords underneath. And you know, this tune, it goes, well, that whole thing there, all I'm playing in my left hand is a C and a D for the D7 chord, because I just played an E, I played a G, and here's the guide tones, played an F sharp, so it kind of fits. I don't need to add too much. And if I'm careful with the rhythm and how I phrase things, then I don't have to add things. And I have a very approximate way of how I'm playing the tune, and so I have some freedom. And it, I mean, if I was to go and play it in the key of G, it's kind of similar, you know, and I know the melody and I'm filling it with the chords. I think it's a great way to do it. So anyway, you get the melody, you figure out what you can do in the head, and then maybe you come up with a little plan for the solo section. Maybe you go, the first solo section is going to be mainly a single line with some chords thrown in. So maybe the first chorus is, you know, you get, I was just basically a line, and I just threw in chords in the spaces. Maybe one chorus is going to be all octaves, so it's going to be. Thank you. that. Maybe one version is going to be more of like a simple melody, a quarter note kind of thing. So you just come up with some things, and maybe to put this tune to rest, you're only going to take one chorus of a solo. Like if you do two or three choruses, you wind up stubbing a little bit. So you're just going to play the head in, you're going to play one chorus, and you're going to take the head out, right? So whatever you do, if you study this through all the lessons that we've done so far, then you've learned something, and you should be able to come up with some sort of solo version. So that's your last thing, to kind of put this to rest. I really think it's important. If you don't put closure on these things, I think you're missing out on something, because I think by putting closure and closing up something, and you know, it's good, and it gets less informal. In the beginning, it's a little bit more formal, where you, all right, what am I gonna do? But after a while, you just kind of think, I'm gonna do this, this, and this. Oh, okay, and you just do it, and then you move on. So that's it. Let's put this tune to rest. Hopefully a couple of you guys will come up here and just put up a solo version of Bluesette for other guys to see. Remember, when you do it, it's inspiring to everybody else that's checking it out on the site. And people see, wow, look what this guy did. Look what Tariq did. Or look what Barry did. And all the guys, the heavy hitters on the site that have been on the site forever. When you guys post, it inspires other people and people that are new to the site and gets them all into it. So wrap this tune up. That's your final assignment, to wrap this tune up, come up with a final version and post it on the site, and then we can start thinking about what tune we're going to do next. Really, in principle, really simple, but it should take you a little bit of work and a few days to kind of put it together, and maybe a few versions on a recording, which is great to go back in 6 months and listen to 10 or 15 versions of this tune that you recorded 6 months ago and hear things and, you know, et cetera. Okay, hope that was helpful. That concludes our TOTM, Bluesette.